Chris Hodges says they intentionally sold fewer passes to Floyd Fest 13, about 3,000 or 20% less, but they still did not sell out any of the 4 days as opposed to last year. Perhaps some were turned off by 2013's muddy conditions and long waits for shuttles, but Hodges says changes were in order for this year.
You know, this has been a transformative year for us. We knew we were going to have to kind of pull back to go forward. We did that to a swimming success, and I'm very proud of the team and the festival and our efforts.
Festival goers said the shuttle service from remote parking lots was a much smoother and faster process this year. The feedback Chris Hodges had heard as of late Sunday was positive.
By all accounts, every patron has had a wonderful time, whether in person, on the field, hearing from them, or all over social media. It's just been great.
We've got more from Floyd Fest 13 online at WFIRnews.com. Performers on many of the 10 stages remarked all weekend long how the annual event has become one of their favorite tour stops. Gene Morano, WFIR News.